Hey y'all, give me a second. I'm never ready. I am never ready. Hey everybody. welcome. Oh my goodness. I don't know if this is going to work. I may have to switch computers. Welcome into the V-Spot, y'all. I really hope y'all can see me. This background is driving me absolutely nuts. Welcome into the V-Spot. I am so happy that you guys are here with me. We're going to go ahead and we're going to try to get our whole life like together really quick. So we're going to try to get our life together. It looks like it's so much light, y'all. If you're watching, if you're coming in, it's so bright, right? It's definitely the light behind me. I'm going to have to do some maneuvering around. I'm going to have to change some stuff. So y'all bear with me. So in the midst of bearing with me, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start the experience, okay? So I'll see you guys in like 1 minute because the experience starts now.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world. It's the V-Spot. Yes, honey, the V-Spot. Welcome to the V-Spot.
All right, y'all. So I'm still in the background trying to work, trying to make it happen, moving some stuff around because that last area, it was just entirely too much for me. So I'm more than sure that it was too much for you guys. I just have a new laptop with me. So yeah, I'm so dark. I'm not feeling it. I'm not liking it. We're going to go ahead and we're going to keep it moving in with the experience and I'll move some stuff around as we are talking. So welcome everyone. Welcome into the V-Spot. The doors of the V-Spot is now open and I hope you guys are like ready to really vibe out with me. I may be moving to another location so you guys can see me and see me good. Okay, so please know that right now we are streaming live on all of our YouTube channels. No matter which YouTube channel you are coming in from, we are there. So make sure you guys check in and say hello. We're also on social media under three different entities. You guys are coming in the know. That is the KNOWBS Dual Show. And then you're also coming in underneath the Sister Chat. And then you're probably also trickling in under the V-Spot. So to my vibe tenders, thank you guys so much for coming in. Cheers. I am so glad that you are here. Also, please know that we are on all of your major streaming podcast apps. So you guys can catch us there. And also you guys can catch us under tkbsdsproductions.com, which is our .com. So we are there. So as I am sitting here, I'm like, okay, where is the phone? Let me get some tunes. Let me go ahead and get some things together so we can be together, right? All right, y'all. I love y'all. Thank you so much for coming in. Please know that the V-Spot is now on iTunes. So if you were an iHeartRadio listener, then you can definitely go there, and I'm going to constantly be adding things. So, of course, we're going to open the doors to the V-Spot with the one and only Weezy, because I love Weezy, okay? So this is going to be a little adultish, but here it is, guys. Tie my hand. Weezy, thank you for coming in the V-Spot, y'all.
We are at war with the universe. The sky is falling, and the only thing we can say to us now is sensitivity.
Sometimes that tragedy means it's over. Soldier from the Academy League of Rollers, I deny being down, though they seem holeless. My shoulders are strong, I prove them wrong. I ain't doing nothing but moving on. Let the truth be known, but they talk that freedom matters and didn't even leave a ladder. Damn.
I work at the corner store. We all got problems, probably. No one's gonna fly to love. No one's gonna save us now. How you feel? Not alone. We're all just jealous, jealous. We don't reach the sky no more. We just can't overcome.
You tie my hand. What am I gonna be? What have I done so bad? What is my destiny?
Oh, you tie my hand.
There's more to see.
What have I done so bad? Knock on the door, hope isn't wrong. Fate's not around, the luck's so gone. Don't ask me what's wrong, ask me what's right. And I'ma tell you what's life. And did you know I lost everything? But I ain't the only one. First came the hurricane, then the morning sun. Excuse me if I'm on one. And don't trip if I like one. I won't say one. It tried to tell me keep my eyes open. My whole city underwater. Some people still floating, and they wonder why black people still voting. Cause your president's still choking. Take away the football team, the basketball team. Now all we got is me to represent New Orleans. Shit. No governor, no help from the mayor. Just a steady beating heart and a wish and a prayer. Let's pray.
These friends, they come and go. But I got family, family. These kids so fast they grow. We learn so quickly now. And there's nowhere to go. And there's no future, future. Don't make the sin so old. And we can overcome it all.
What am I going to be?
What am I
going to
be? So bad. Oh, it's my destiny. What have I done to you? What have I done to you?
All right, y'all, and that was the one and only Weezy. Welcome into the V Spot. That was Weezy, Tie My Hand. I absolutely love that song, but then again, I love Weezy, right? So it's just like, okay, so it just all goes together. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the V Spot. Cheers to each and every one of you guys that's here. Thank you so much for coming. I'm still trying to get the lighting together, but we're gonna be all right. So, again, please remember that we have the V Spot on iTunes, iHeart. If you're an Apple user, then that's there. So we can go ahead and we can do that. So we're going to go right into the Lazy song, y'all, with Bruno Mars, because we have so, so much to talk about, from Taraji P. Henson to the gentleman that was just found guilty and they have to do life to a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm going to try to squeeze all of that in the time that we have. But I want to say cheers to each and every one of you guys. And here is the lazy song, because this is how I felt today with the snow in Philly.
I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan, turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my snuggie. Put the MTV so they can teach me how to dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it, cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything, nothing at all. Ooh, 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 nothing at all. Ooh, 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 ooh. Tomorrow I'll wake up, do some P90X with a really nice girl, have some really nice sex. And she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my older man will be so proud of me. But sorry, Pop, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it, cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. Oh, I.
Okay, I was like, listen, I'm not doing anything. I know I gotta work. I understand that I gotta work, you know, but I just wanted to completely relax and do absolutely, positively nothing. So that was me. That, you know, that was me, and that was the way that I felt. All right, y'all. So listen, we are going to get into it. Let me go ahead and let me share this into the V spot so we can go ahead and all of my vibe tenders can follow along and they can see that we are live, y'all. So I want to, can we discuss like really quick and get it out the way with Taraji, the whole conversation that was had about her and her ex that nobody even knew had any type of connections with her, right? So they had no connections with her, like, at all. Or at least we didn't know that they had any connections with them. But he goes out and he says that he had, you know, some makings or whatever may have you with Taraji before he started to mess with Khloé. I want to say that's her name, one of the Kardashians, right? So Lamar Odom just opens up a whole can of, we never even knew you existed in Cookie's world type of conversation, you know? And I was like, oh. And I had to remember, like, I know they're, you know, they are famous, but they're human too. But I just thought that that was just so like low blow. Like, you don't even have to tell me. You know, you don't even have to tell the world that we had anything to do with each other, because I promise you guys, I never knew. I've never, ever seen them together. Have you guys ever seen them together? Because I definitely never saw them together, like, at all. But the fact that you just go ahead and you just make it known, like, yeah, we were together. Listen, stop. 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 Just stop. Like, and I'm so glad that she dodged the bullet, because first of all, I don't even think that she would have handled that, you know, the way that the Kardashian handled it. You know, she just looks like no nonsense. Leave me in my corner. I'm not trying to be out here fooling around with you in these streets type of person. So I'm happy. I'm so, so happy that we didn't know, you know, I'm so happy that we didn't know. And he just wanted the things that people do. I tell you guys, the things that people do is absolutely disgusting. So anyway, come on in. That red light is on, and that means that we are here to party, okay? Welcome into the V-Spot, y'all. That was just like the most nastiest like taste in my mouth ever. Like he was just doing the absolute most. He was just doing the most. So, it's so funny because I didn't even realize it. I didn't even notice it. But I do see that I have some stars in my background. So thank you, Sean. Thank you so, so much for putting those stars up for me. I literally just realized it in the midst of me talking. I just realized it. So, y'all, I think that's all I really want to say about, you don't want to give like too much. You don't want to give too much, right? Like, I don't want to give you too much. I don't want to give the opening so you can think that, like, you know, it's important, because he really wasn't. He really wasn't important, like, at all. Just doing the most. So let's go ahead, y'all. Let's vibe to another song really quick. What can I get down on? Okay, Slowly Surely, for those who don't know, Jill Scott is my best friend. Mm-hmm. Yep, she is. Jill Scott is my best friend. So here it is, y'all. Jilly from Philly, Slowly Surely, and we're going to add this also into the V-Spot. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening in, and I'll see you guys in a moment.
Slowly, surely, I walk away. second time. Surely I will pass the old lover's side and love you.
And that was the one and only Jilly from Philly. I love her, my bestie. Slowly, surely, I walk away from everything that is not here for me. Cheers. Taraji said, bye, boy. Bye all the way. Goodbye all the way. So I am so, so happy to report this, right? When I saw this, I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay? Thank you. So, we have, you know, in the Ahmaud Arbery, I want to say Arbery, that's his last name. Gregory Antennis McMichael has been given life without parole. Life without parole, meaning you are in there. You are in there. Life plus 20 years is what they were giving for following behind Mr. Ahmaud Arbery. Watching him go get water from a water fountain that even the workers and the owner said that so many people got water from this specific water fountain on their job. And they also had him, you know, going to that spot almost daily on his jobs. So yes, they were given life without parole. And William Bryan, the coacher, was given life but with parole. I think that he should have gotten the same sentence. You are, what is it called? guilty by association, right? So when you're being guilty by association, you should just have to go ahead and have to do what everybody else is doing. You should follow suit. And that's how I feel. But I'm so excited that, you know, everything is correct. Everything went well. You know, it's not going to bring him back. This is not going to bring him back. This is not going to help with the family, with their, that, you know, their them being desperate for just longing to be with their loved one. But to know that justice was served was an amazing, 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 amazing thing. Beyond amazing. Wouldn't you agree? I know. I agree. Me, my set. I agree with myself. All right, guys, what else are we going to pick up in here? Let's go ahead and let's go to, and I hope that it does not go off because this is my song. Say My Name, Say My Name. Okay, here it is, guys. Destiny Child. Welcome into the V-Spot. Cheers, y'all.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name. Day, I will call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, ain't it the same? Every other word is a huh, you're okay. Could it be that you are at the grave with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me, oh girl, get your brain. Why don't you say the thing that you said to me yesterday? I know you say that it was on the day. Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Shouldn't be poison, why you acting strange? Nobody's holding you back from me. I know you say everything to me, times two. I need you to tell the truth. If somebody's good, then tell me who. Say my name, say my name.
All right, guys, and that was Say My Name by Destiny's Child. Now, you guys know we cannot play too much of that or else we will be cut off. But I want to let you guys know that we have our .com up, which is tkbsdsproductions.com. Okay, and it is doing some amazing things. So you guys can go there to listen to it and watch it uncut and unmute. Okay, so on to the other Kardashians, right? Say my name. I think that this fits well for them. So, Kim K went on this little extreme trip with her boo, right? So she went away, you know, for this trip with her boo. And, you know, we know that Kanye West went ahead and bought the home, which I thought was awesome. Bought the home right across the way from Kim K so he can still be able to communicate with his children and see his children, and it's not a far walk for them to come. I absolutely, absolutely love that. But what I don't like, cheers, y'all. I'm still drinking tea. What I don't like is the fact that Kanye's new substitution or new girlfriend, who's very beautiful, by the way, Julia Fox, absolutely a fox. The fox is a fox, okay? There was a photo shoot that was allegedly done for, you know, their date, and he did this photo shoot for her and arranged for, you know, all these clothing to be there. And they took these really sexy, seductive photos, and which was awesome. But then it was posted. Now, I get it. We are celebrities. This is what we do. This is how we do what we do. But if you're saying, I want my family back, Kanye, and then even though Kim is out there living her best life, doing what it is that she is doing, I think that you should still have some form of privacy in reference to what it is that you're doing. If this is what you want, if you want your family back, if that's what you want. Okay, so that's how I feel about that one. Although the fox is the fox, she's very beautiful. She's very, very, very beautiful. So along in other news, y'all, Alec Baldwin was told that he needed to, excuse me, guys, was told that he, baby's acting up today. So we're just not, we're, so cheers. Okay, so Alec Baldwin is supposed to give over his cell phone to the cops, right? Despite the search warrant, New Mexico authorities enlist the Long Island Sheriff's Office to obtain materials from his phone because of the shooting. And he claims that he called the police and, you know, he, you know, had this conversation with people and, you know, he texted families and, you know, these are the things that he did. And he's saying that he did these things, but they cannot find that because he is not giving his phone up. Now, let me just say what I want to say in reference to this. Cheers, right? Very devastating what happened. Very, very, very devastating what happened. But if you're not being, what is it called? When you, if you are not being cordial, and I maybe that's not the word that I want to say, with the police, or you're not, you know, giving them what it is that they need, then you look hell whole guilty. You just look guilty out in these streets because you're not doing anything. You're not cooperating. That's what it is. You have to cooperate with the law and with what it is that they want, right? So you have to do that. You have to do that. And by him not doing that, it's like, wait, what? Like, wait, like, why are you not doing that? What are you hiding? So I just hope that he gets his life together and that he honestly just complies with what it is that they want. It's very devastating. It's devastating to him. It's devastating to the family. It's devastating to everyone that was there when it happened. So Alec, let's just, you know, cooperate. Yeah, I think that it will work out best in the end. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to pay our first bill of the night. I will see you guys in a moment. Thank you so much for coming into the V-Spot, y'all. Cheers. Be sure to share this love, share the love, share the love. And I'll see you guys in a moment.
I feel like busting loose, I said, Shala, come on, y'all say,
come on now.
I said, Shala, get it, y'all say,
to be able to start their own experience, for them to go ahead and put their mission and product and service out in front of millions. Let's make 2022 the year for your business to excel by, of course, getting an ad placed on the radio as well as on our.com. We have packages that is as low as $1.50 per day. If you would like more information, please be sure to reach out for us. Reach out to us. We would love to assist you guys. So let's discuss this, right? This is heartbreaking to me. This is very, very, very heartbreaking to me. Do you guys remember Ethan? Ethan Crumbly? Ethan Crumbly was the Michigan high school student that went and shot up the school. Do you guys remember that? I'm not even too sure when it took place. Well, he got a $500,000 bond, right? They're the bail. They are refusing to lower this bail. But what hurts the most, and okay, you guys are keeping him for that amount, his parents took $3,000 out of his account and made plans to move to Florida and sell their livestock after he was arrested. So they're like cutting all ties. They're like, you're on your own. That's it. That's all. That is horrible. And they were just ready to just like bail out. They're just like done. And it's that's terrifying. But yeah, they're ready to go. So Mr. and Mrs. Crumbly, please, you know, I get it, wanting to move and probably even wanting to start over. I get it, I understand that, but please, by all means, don't leave your son. At least without like a forwarding address or something, so people can know, so he can know where you guys are. That can be really detrimental to him, and he can possibly like do something bad to himself. I completely get you do the time. What is it? You do the crime, you pay the time, or you do the crime, you do the time. I completely understand that, and I am all here for that. But his family was like, listen, we out of here. We out of here. Cheers, y'all. All right, let's move on. So today is a really, really hard day for many. Mr. Sidney Poitier exited stage left today for the last time. He was an amazing, amazing, amazing actor, an amazing activist. Just an amazing man. And I want to make sure I spell his name correctly. Please give me a second. We're going to give him his flowers. And you know, one of his he had an Oscar, and one of the things that I remember him from is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Did you guys remember that? Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? But today, at the age of 94, he exited stage left. So, Mr. Poitier, thank you so much for all you have done. Thank you for being such an amazing, amazing man. Thank you for your awesome contributions. And thank you for paving the way. Paving the way for so many others that came after you. You know, every time I think of Sidney Poitier, I also think of, what is his name? Tom Brady? Is that his name? The one who does, like, Who Line Is It Anyway? And you know what I mean? Like, just his whole stage presence. And whenever I see that, I'm like, yeah, he had to watch. You definitely had to watch Sidney amongst many. So, Sidney, thank you so much for being who you are. Well done, by good and faithful servant. So yes, guys. Okay, let's go ahead and let's add something else into the V-spot. Let's see what other song we can lock in here really, really quick. Y'all, I be so ready to just go ahead and just throw on like some I love jazz, y'all. So here's something new, okay? Tonight, on Two Straight No Chaser, we are going to do one jazz, okay, and one regular. So coming up, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go right into it, y'all. Here it is with Two Straight No Chaser. The first up is Soon As I Get Home by Faith, but this is the jazz edition. And then we're going to go into I'm Ready, Tevin Campbell. And do you guys... We'll talk about it because it was something crazy that was going on. So there was this crazy Can We Talk challenge that was going around on Instagram where people was like trying to sing the whole Can We Talk. And I was waiting for Tevin Campbell to like, you know, clap back. And when he did, it was awesome. This guy can still sing like he's still 16, okay? Sing it as long as we keep our head to the sky, okay? He is absolutely amazing. His vocal cords, okay? Yes, I had to take a sip. I had to take a sip, Sunshine. I said, well, what is... I gotta do it again. Cheers, y'all. Sean, I know you had to see. You had to see on Instagram the Can We Talk challenge. It was horrible. But I'm going to go ahead, y'all. I'm going to send you a drink and you a drink and you a drink and you a drink as we do Two Straight No Chaser. First up, as soon as I get home, y'all, here's some jazz. I love jazz music. Let me know what you guys think about it. Thank you. Y'all. All right, Too Straight. Here's I'm Ready, Tevin Campbell. Really brief touch back. We'll go back and talk about this really, really quick. There was this thing going around on Facebook. I'm sorry, on Instagram, and they were singing like the "Can We Talk" right? They were singing Can We Talk. It was absolutely horrible. I'm so happy when Tevin Campbell came for it and he sung it. Still sounded absolutely amazing. So yeah. All right, y'all. So my heart hurts and my heart breaks and I want to be like a stalker, right? My husband of so many years, Leonardo DiCaprio, finally came out and he has a girlfriend. So many people was wondering, why is this handsome man who just played absolutely amazing in everything that dates back to What's Eating Gilbert Grape? That's how long I love that man. Okay. Why is he not in a relationship? Well, it turns out that Leo was dating this beautiful model. She's 24. They have been dating for the past 5 years. He finally showed her, or they finally did some PDA, and they look so good together. She is really, really pretty. She's really pretty. Yes, he has a girlfriend, you know, he has a girlfriend. So now we can, you know, stop worrying about, you know, why he wasn't showing me, you know, Leo and the beautiful model. Cheers to you guys. What do you do? You know, what do you do? Okay. So moving on to other news, because that hurt my feelings like so much. Okay. Who told him that it was time? And you know, I wanted to show some pictures. I promise y'all. One of these times I am going to get the pictures and stuff of things that I'm talking about so I can show it to you guys. But yeah, I mean, they look so happy together. He gained so much weight, guys. If you are a Netflix fan, on Netflix, I want to say that it's called Get Up. I have to look for it and I'll tell you guys the name of it, but he plays awesome in there. And if you are a 4400 fan, ho-ho. When I saw him in 4400, I said, I knew exactly who he was. With the wig on, with the long hair, I said, excuse me, sir, that is my husband. What is going on here? So yes, he gained some weight for 4400. And he also gained some, yeah, it was 4,400. I don't think it was Manifest. I think it was 4,400. You know, they're all kind of the same. I want to say that it was 4,400. No, it was Manifest. It was Manifest. He was on Manifest when the girl moved in with the other family. Yeah, so if you are a Manifest fan, I love Manifest. That plane just pew, and then come back. And it's been like a lot of years. Yes, he was on there as well. And the Netflix, I want to say this is called Get Up or Get Out. It's about astronauts and things. It's really, really good. It's kind of like dry humor almost, but it's still great. All right, y'all. So listen, we have about 6 more minutes. Be sure to know that tonight, Drop That Track with Ree will be airing. So we're welcoming back Cuzzo. So make sure you guys go ahead and you guys watch Drop That Track or listen to Drop That Track. It's going to be some great, great, great hits there. And I tend to take her hits and push them over to the V spot. So you'll hear it again. Don't even worry about it. We're going to go ahead and we're going to pay a quick bill. And then we're going to get ready to end tonight. I love you guys. And thank you for coming to the V spot. Cheers, y'all. guys, and we are back. Please know that under the TKBSDS Productions umbrella, we have some amazing, amazing experiences, and we would love for you guys to go and check them out. Make sure you guys are auxing us every day. Make sure you guys are tuning in to the TKBSDSProductions.com. Make sure you guys are just going back and just listening to some amazing, amazing experiences. Our men will be back. Yes. Brother, my brother will be back. And them some men, okay? Them some men's men, if I could say so myself. And cousin was coming back on. And we just love, you know, the whole family dynamic that we have here. And we hope that you guys are enjoying the experiences. Don't forget, tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the KNOW, KNOWBS dual show, definitely will be back. And we will be here, and we will have some more laughs, and we will be joking. Yes, Sean, them some men's men. They are some men's men, okay? Absolutely love the flavor that they bring to us. And, you know, like I always say, listen, if you have an idea, if you have an experience, we would love to welcome you to the family. I am quite sure that there is a spot here for you. And just get in contact with us and let us know, right? So, all right, y'all, we're going to do one more hit and then we out of here, okay? I don't know if I can do that one or not. Oh, just so you guys know that, you know, also the songs that's played on the V-Spot, and as I tell you guys all the time, this is more like a internet cheers. So a lot of the music that you guys hear that come from the jukebox is music that people listen to. So it's a genre of music. And that's what I love about, you know, the experience that we have here, because not one person likes, you know, the same thing. So this is just to open up and a variety of the things that we have, you know, and that we do. Yes, Sean. The jukebox be like, okay, the vibe box. That's what we're going to call it. It's going to be the vibe box. That vibe box definitely be jamming. So I thank each and every one of you guys for adding these songs, because without you, I wouldn't have anything to play. Or you guys would just listen to the things that I like. So here it is, y'all. This is our last one for the evening. And it's going to be the one and only Chris Brown. Chris Breezy. Can we talk about Chris Brown for a second, y'all? So Chris Brown dropped the single, right? Chris Brown dropped the single. Yes, we vibing, and the vibe box is just amazing. Chris Brown dropped the single, or a new song. And of course, I knew, because my bestie is like in love with Chris Brown. So she was posting it all over the place. The song is so good. The song is so good. This guy, y'all, Chris Brown is absolutely amazing from his vocals. I mean, listen, all that other stuff that was going on with him and Riri, y'all know I love Riri, but it ain't none of my business, right? Like, none of my business. I love you today. I hate you tomorrow. Whatever it is that they do, that just is what it is. But this guy as an artist, this guy as a singer, this guy as a dancer, curtains. This guy dances like, oh my goodness. So Chris Breezy, baby. This is goes out to you, Serena, my bestie. This goes out to you, Lou. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for joining into the V-Spot. Please do me a favor on this last call to tell it all. Get your feet off of my furniture and leave the place the way you found it. I love you guys so much, and it is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Coming right up is going to be Cuzzo. Drop that track with Ree. I love you guys. Please be safe. Please mask up. Please try to protect yourselves at all costs. Until next time, y'all. Vibe Tender out. Love you so much. Cheers, guys. And here's Chris Breezy.
You make it hard for me to see somebody else. Girl, I heard your name, yes, my star, cause I'm thinking about you. Cause you're for me. I never wanted this to break you. No, not this way. But you don't understand it, girl. When she touches me, I'm wishing that they were your hands. We went up with Paris only by the sex. But you, I had a bad romance. And if I could just treat her in our way, cause nobody could pass you out. Yeah, I think I better let her go. Maybe you want her. Maybe when I'm with her, all I want is you. Only when I'm afraid, you don't even feel the same. Now I realize that she ain't too cheap. I've been sleeping out for quite some nights now. It's not the same in my bed. But if she found out what's going on in my head, it'll be alright, have me right back. But you don't understand me, girl. When she touches me, I'm wishing that they were your hands. We went up with Paris only by the sex. But you, I had a bad romance. And if I could just trigger me in our way, cause nobody could bless you out of yours. Yeah, I think I better let her go. Maybe you won't know. Maybe till then I'm with her. All I want is you. Only when I'm afraid, you don't even feel the same. And now I realize that she ain't too cheap.
It's the V spot. Yes, baby. The V spot.
From our families to yours, be blessed. Mask up, and please continue to practice social distancing. Have a good night.